Really good, thanks. Thanks for having us on today.
Hey, I appreciate you coming on. As soon as I saw your story, I'm like, I got to talk to these guys.
Right on, appreciate it.
Let's take you back to when you decided that this was a good idea, because I know what 10 and 10 and 10 means, and that's going to be, wow, what a challenge.
Well, it was probably 3 or 4 years ago that this first came up to us, and we just thought, how can we take a way to challenge ourselves physically and then also try to raise a bunch of money for children's charities that we have a passion for.
And are you both runners? Like, had you been running before and decided, you know what, this is something we can do?
Yeah, both Mike and I have been running for at least the last 10 years or so. We've been doing it casually before work. We both consider ourselves amateur runners, but we've been ramping the miles and have been getting excited about this. We've both done plenty of marathons and longer runs. So it's something that we've been doing for a while and excited to turn that passion into something bigger and lining it up with other areas that we care deeply about.
Good for you. This is an incredible challenge. The plan is to do 10 marathons, 10 days, 10 provinces. What sort of training have you been doing heading into this?
It's been a lot of training. I've personally had a coach for just over a year now, running about 125 kilometers a week right now.
It'll
up to about 170 kilometers as we kind of get to our peak training load. So it's several hours a day training and fun for the most part, but sometimes it's a grind.
I gotta say, the crazy thing, Mike gets up at about 3 a.m. every single day to run. He's probably done running a half marathon before anyone's even heard their first alarm go off.
It's unbelievable. As soon as you said 170K a week, I looked at my 40 a week and went, ay, ay, ay. Like, do you guys have any toenails left?
Yeah, choose to not disclose that information.
I know what those kind of miles do to your feet. Holy smokes. So where are you starting?
We're starting in St. John's, Newfoundland on May 16th, and
okay.
Then we'll work our way west and finish off in Calgary at the official Calgary Marathon on May 25th.
Are they fairly flat marathon routes, or are you trying to make them flat?
Yeah, we're not going for any Everest descent records with this one, just focusing on a flat 42K. Seems like challenge enough.
Wow, and maybe you can run down what you're raising money for.
So there's three charities that we're raising for. There's Autism Asperger's Friendship Society, Kids Sport, and Big Brothers Big Sisters. And they're three charities that really help remove barriers for kids that need a hand up, and they established charities, been around for a while, very good leadership on all of them, and just great groups of charities to work with.
For each of these charities, people across Canada have the option of donating to the chapters that they choose. So even for the listeners in Edmonton, they can choose to support this initiative, and choosing to support those charities in their hometown or whatever's closest to them.
Can we follow along? Are you on social media somewhere where you can say, okay, let's see how the first one went, the second one, the third one?
Yeah, you bet. We're both on Strava at Dave runs 10 and 10 and at Mike runs 10 and 10 and 10. We're both on Instagram, which we're both is completely new territory for us, but we've been told it's a good idea. So our handles there are also at Dave runs 10 and 10 and 10 and at Mike runs 10 and 10 and 10. And last, our website has all this information and more. The website is www.10in10in10.ca. All of those tens are ones and zeros.
So it's a total of 422 kilometers over the 10 days. You gentlemen are an inspiration to this runner. I can tell you that for sure. I'm going to be following along, and I will be sure to donate as well. Give us that website address one more time if listeners want to swing by and toss a few bucks your way.
That is 10in10in10.ca. And thanks very much, Sean, for having us on.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. Crush it.
Thanks so much.